September is a busy month for Kansas producers who are making final selections for wheat varieties, prepping equipment, and spraying volunteer wheat and weeds ahead of planting this year's wheat crop. KSAT Agronomy recently released guidance on one other action that could save some cost and set the 2023 wheat harvest up for success from day one, soil sampling. In K-State Agronomy E-Update on August 25th, Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz noted soil sampling is particularly important, with higher fertilizer prices contributing to very tight margins for wheat. Ruiz-Diaz wrote, accurate decisions are especially important during years with low grain prices and tight budgets. Furthermore, after variable conditions and yield levels across the state, fertilizer may need adjustments based on soil tests. Now is the time to get those soil samples taken. Producers should plan for 10 to 20 soil samples per field for an accurate measure of nutrients throughout the field, rather than applying nutrients based on sampling in only one small area. While the specific soil test producers should order depends on location, application method, and level of tillage, the most common nutrients to watch for wheat shows good responses are nitrogen, phosphorus, and, with low soil pH, rounding out the big three. However, in Kansas, sulfur and chloride deficiencies are becoming more common. Producers can opt for one of two standard soil samples, 0 to 6 inches and 0 to 24 inches. The standard 0 to 6 inch sample helps test for nutrients, phosphorus, and potassium, both of which are buffered processes in Kansas soils. According to Ruiz-Diaz, this simply means that the soil contains significant quantities of nutrients, and the soil tests we commonly use provide an index value of amounts available to the plant, not a true quantitative measure of the amounts present. Wheat takes up the majority of its nitrogen before flowering, but in many years, especially following dry summers like this year, significant amounts of nitrogen can be present in soils at wheat planting. Still, these residual nitrogen levels may be lower than default values. Producers need to adjust applications according to the sample recommendations. For phosphorus, Ruiz-Diaz noted that wheat is most phosphorus-responsive crop we grow in Kansas, and while phosphorus removal with wheat may be less than with corn or soybeans, the relative yield response is often the highest. K-State also noted low soil pH is increasing concern, especially in fields with high rates of previous nitrogen application. Potassium deficiency can also be an issue in southeast and south central Kansas, but the focus of most potassium testing is with rotational crops like corn and soybeans. Other options producers can monitor with this standard soil sample include soil organic matter and micronutrients like zinc. Without soil sampling, Kansas producers could waste valuable resources by applying too many or too few nutrients. In contrast, combining soil sampling information with yield maps, topography, and personal experience on the land and other information allows producers to build layers of management for each wheat field. Read the full K-State Agronomy e-update article on soil testing at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. For more information on soil sampling and submitting samples to the K-State Soil Testing Lab, visit their website, agronomy.kstate.edu. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.